Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 93, Diversity at Work. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 93. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Reminder that our 100th show, our 100th episode is coming up in just 7 more programs, and we are going to be having a special question and answer podcast, a bonus podcast. So if you have any questions about English, anything that you would like us to talk about, please email us at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. Today's podcast is called Diversity at Work. Let's get started. What were you and Richard talking about earlier? It looked intense.
Yeah, Richard said something to me that I didn't appreciate.
Oh no. I know how insensitive he can be. What has he done now?
He asked me how long it took me to learn English.
But you were born and raised in California.
Yeah, I get that sometimes. It doesn't matter how many generations my family has lived in the U.S., we'll always be foreigners in their eyes.
What a racist. How can you stand working with the guy?
You know, Richard isn't such a bad guy. He made the comment out of ignorance, not malice.
So, what did you say when he asked you how long it took you to learn English?
I told him 28 years. And he knows I'm 28 years old, since I just celebrated my birthday last week. He was puzzled for a minute, and then he got it.
Are you sure he really got the message?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, since I then asked him how long it took him to learn English.
That's hilarious. What did he say?
He said 36 years, and we both laughed about it. He apologized, and now it's all good.
I'm glad. I bet he won't make that mistake again. We're talking in this podcast about diversity at work, and the word diversity, when used in business or in schools in the United States, means talking about people from different backgrounds, perhaps different cultures. And to be diverse is to have people represented from different backgrounds and different cultures. In the discussion today, we're talking about the assumption that some people make that if you look different, if you're not, for example, Caucasian or white looking, that you don't speak English as a native speaker if here in the United States. And that assumption is made by some people. And that's the problem that happens in today's podcast. The podcast begins with me asking Lucy what she and Richard were talking about, and I say it looked intense. Intense, I-N-T-E-N-S-E, here means something that was very serious or very difficult, something that involves a very strong emotion would be intense. Lucy says that, yeah, Richard said something to me that I didn't appreciate. Yeah, Y-E-A-H, is the same as yes, informal way of saying yes. When Lucy says she didn't appreciate it, I didn't appreciate, she says, means I didn't like it. It's something that I didn't want to hear. I say to Lucy that Richard is insensitive. To be insensitive means that you do not understand or respect other people's feelings or emotions. To say something that would hurt someone or to make someone mad or upset, that would be someone who is insensitive. I then ask Lucy, what has he, Richard, done now? The expression, what has he done now, doesn't mean what did he do this very moment, but we use that expression, particularly the word now, to mean he's done something bad in the past, and now he's done something again. So you would say that about someone who has already done something wrong in the past. What have you done now? Meaning you've done things wrong in the past about this topic. Lucy explains that Richard asked how long it took her to learn English, and I say, but you were born and raised in California. Meaning she was born here and she was raised, she grew up here, is what raised means. And if you are born and raised in California or any other part of a English-speaking area, you will be a native speaker of English. Lucy says, yeah, but I get that sometimes. The expression, I get that, it refers to that kind of comment or that kind of question. And she goes on to say that no matter how many generations her family has lived in the U.S., they will always be foreigners in their eyes. Generations means different parts of a family have different generations. Your grandfather is one generation, and your father is, or mother is, a second generation. Another generation, and you are another generation. So we talk about generations, we mean that part of the family that is of the same line, you might say. To say something will be in their eyes means in their opinion. It means they see everything in a certain way. I respond by saying, what a racist. Meaning Richard is a racist. To be a racist, R-A-C-I-S-T, means you are someone who judges people based upon their physical appearance, the color of their skin. Then I ask Lucy, how can you stand working with the guy? How can you stand means how can you tolerate? How can you put up with? How can you, how are you able to work with him even though he causes problems? Lucy says that Richard isn't such a bad guy, that he made the comment out of ignorance, not malice. Two, a couple of expressions there. To make a comment out of means the reason I made that comment. Here, she says that Richard made the comment out of ignorance. To be ignorant means that you don't know. And so if you make a comment out of ignorance, you mean the person didn't know. He made the comment out of ignorance, not malice. Malice, M-A-L-I-C-E, means to have a bad or evil intention. So I ask Lucy what she said to Richard, and Lucy says she told him it took her 28 years to learn English. And of course, she's 28 years old, meaning she's learned English from the time she was a baby. Richard was puzzled for a minute, but then he got it. To be puzzled, P-U-Z-Z-L-E-D, is a verb. To puzzle or to be puzzled means to be confused, not to know what the answer is. As a noun, a puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, is a game or a problem that you have to solve. The expression, he got it, means he understood it. So Richard got it. I then ask Lucy, are you sure he really got the message? To say, do you get the message, means do you understand the main point, the main idea that I am trying to communicate or tell you? He didn't get the message means he didn't understand. We often use this for when we are telling someone something that maybe they don't want to hear or that may be difficult for them. And when you say, I got the message, means, okay, I understand. You don't need to tell me anymore. Lucy then asked Richard how long it took him to learn English. And I said that that's hilarious. Hilarious, H-I-L-A-R-I-O-U-S, means very funny or extremely funny. Lucy said that Richard apologized, and now it's all good. The expression, it's all good, is an informal expression, which means everything is fine. There are no problems. We say that probably the younger generation would say that, younger people, it's all good, meaning no problems. You could also say that when life is going well for you and everything seems to be successful for you, you could say, it's all good. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. What were you and Richard talking about earlier? It looked intense.
Yeah, Richard said something to me that I didn't appreciate.
Oh, no. I know how insensitive he can be. What has he done now?
He asked me how long it took me to learn English.
But you were born and raised in California.
Yeah, but I get that sometimes. It doesn't matter how many generations my family has lived in the U.S., we'll always be foreigners in their eyes.
What a racist. How can you stand working with the guy?
You know, Richard isn't such a bad guy. He made the comment out of ignorance, not malice.
So what did you say when he asked you how long it took you to learn English?
I told him, 28 years. And he knows I'm 28 years old since I just celebrated my birthday last week. He was puzzled for a minute, and then he got it.
Are you sure he really got the message?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, since I then asked him how long it took him to learn English.
That's hilarious. What did he say?
He said 36 years, and we both laughed about it. He apologized, and now it's all good.
I'm glad. I bet he won't make that mistake again. If you are looking for our past or previous podcasts, go to our website at www.eslpod.com and click on Current and Past Podcasts. We have, in looking forward to our 100th program, we have started releasing some of our older podcasts. We now have podcast number 50. Through today's podcast on our website, and you can download the files there. And we will be releasing or making the other ones available soon. We are able to make those podcasts available because of people who have been kind enough to donate a small amount to our website, and we want to thank those people who have donated. If you want to make a small donation, you can go to our website and click on the donate button. That's going to do it for today. I want to thank you for listening from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.